MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africa is losing billions of rand to SIM swap fraud every year, raising urgent questions about whether SIM registration rules are simply too weak for a digital banking age. To discuss then how this fraud works, why existing safeguards are failing, and whether biometric SIM registration could in fact help close the gap, I'm joined by Johan van Graan, who is a telecoms security expert, former chief risk officer at Vodacom. Johan, a very warm welcome to you. Maybe just a quick primer for us, a quick background here. How does SIM swap fraud usually work in practice? What's happening here?
Jeremy, thank you. SIM swap fraud is the enabler that the criminals use to intercept one-time password to take over a social media account. The actual fraud is by accessing the internet banking where they have previously phished this PIN and password of a customer, sending WhatsApp messages to say, I need money, please send money. So the SIM swap fraud is where the SIM is fraudulently swapped, but the actual fraud takes place outside the telecoms network.
And Johan, why is this then such an effective crime in South Africa?
It's because we are gullible. We give away our PINs and passwords. We want to invest. We enable the criminals to be able to get our personal information. And with how the RICA Act is written at the moment, for networks, telecom networks, it's very difficult to, when a SIM swap is requested, to validate that it's the actual customer, user, owner of that cell phone number that's doing the SIM swap. And that's why I'm advocating to change the RICA Act for biometric recognition to be included at time of registration. I propose face recognition because that works in the banking sector for FICA. And then when a SIM swap does take place, the networks must use that facial recognition to validate the SIM swap. So this will stop the fraudulent SIM swap, and it should vastly reduce internet banking fraud, social media account takeover fraud. It won't stop it 100%, but it will reduce it.
How big a weakness, and I want to get to the facial recognition in just a moment, but how big a weakness is the current RICA process then? And why are existing checks not stopping criminals? Where's the flaw here?
The flaw is maybe, if one can say, the RICA Act is twofold. The interception portion, with the previous changes a few years back on journalists and lawyers, it's most probably in the top five in the world. But the customer registration portion is in the bottom five in the world. What the Act asks, Mr. Customer, walk up to a RICA agent. The RICA agent looks at the ID presented, looks at your face, freehand capture the name, the ID number or passport number, the address. There's no validation of the information. No copy of the IDs are kept. None of that information is kept. The networks have tried for postpaid customers because they do credit vetting. They can get that information and they use it. And they are currently using facial or other biometric recognition. But a big problem, 80% of our customers in South Africa is prepaid. So there is no effective validation for the when there's a SIM swap.
Johan, do you think biometric SIM registration would actually change the game or just make things a little bit harder?
I think it's a total game changer. It's not that it will make it harder. It will definitely change it dramatically. The so-called pre-RICA SIMs most probably will disappear to a large extent, specifically if one also changed the Act to say a South African ID may only have 10 cell phone numbers, a passport number may only have one. The networks have the technology to enforce it. So pre-RICA SIMs will stop. And it will also, because the biometrics is needed at time of SIM swap, it will definitely, I would say 99% reduce SIM swap fraud.
Is the technology to do this already widely available?
Yes, it's already widely available. Banks use it extensively. Other people use it extensively. All the network operators use it for postpaid customers in their apps. They have self-recall or recall friend. It works. It's there. The problem is that by law, you can't compel a customer to give a copy for a recall registration specifically for prepaid.
Where do you think the logjam then is in implementing a system like this? Would it be with the regulator? Would it be with the networks themselves? Or would there be customer pushback?
I think it's with the regulator. When we were grey listed on the FATF, this was one of the instances that were identified. I was personally present in a meeting with the then Minister of Justice, Ronald Lamola, where he has asked the networks to come up with a solution through ACT. The networks has done it, has proposed it to government. I just think the logjam is that it's lying somewhere in the legislature change process. It's not important enough, or there's not persons that can rewrite the act. So I think it's there. Networks will welcome it because I think it will reduce the so-called washing machine effect, where 60% of their prepaid SIM cards are recycled every year. There may be pushback from customers, but I think the genuine normal customer, there won't be a pushback. And specifically, just take people, and there's about 300,000-400,000 of them every month whose phones get stolen. They want to get their life back. For them, just to do a SIM swap, they go to a network operator or on the smartphone via app. You take a photo of the live person and they swim. They've done a SIM swap and they get their SIM back and their life back.
Just a final question and a brief answer. The telecom operators themselves, is it unfair to say that they might be partly responsible for either leaving or not identifying this loophole open for so long?
It's very difficult to say that it. I would say yes, the first 10, 15 years, most probably of the Recall Act that's promulgated in 2002, everything went fine. But then with the digital economy that started, fraud has taken place. And SIM swaps is the enabler. But then the operators can't change the act, can't force handover ID, can't force compulsory SIM swap validation via biometric.
Thank you very much indeed, Johan van Graan, telecoms security expert, the former chief risk officer at Vodacom.